If you ask a Detroit Tigers fan how they're feeling this morning, it would probably be pretty happy, and that's despite the fact that the Tigers lost their third straight last night. But we'll get to that in a second. A few hours before the game with Cleveland, Tigers owner Christopher Ilitch made the announcement that general manager Al Avila has been fired after 7 seasons. The Tigers haven't had a winning season during Avila's time and have the second worst record in the American League and third worst record in baseball this year. Assistant GM Sam Menzin takes over on an interim basis. Now onto the field, Cleveland got off to an early start and then held on for a 3-2 win over the Tigers. The final game of that three-game series is this afternoon at 1:10. A 12:50 pregame show on Newsong Sports 94.9 WSJM and Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Kansas City exploded for 7 runs total in the 6th, 7th, and 8th innings to beat the White Sox 8-3. The Royals took the lead for good on an MJ Melendez home run in the 7th inning. The White Sox close out their series with KC today at 2:10. And the Cubs got all the runs they needed in a 4-run 7th inning, including a home run from Nico Hoerner for a 4-2 win over Washington. It's only the second win for the Cubs in 51 games where they've trailed entering the 7th inning. The Cubs take part in baseball's second Field of Dreams game tonight in Dyersville, Iowa. They take on the Cincinnati Reds at 7:15. WNBA tonight, Chicago is on the road at Las Vegas at 10 o'clock. The NFL preseason has a pair of games tonight, with the New York Giants at New England at 7 o'clock and Tennessee at Baltimore at 7:30. The Chicago Bears have taken disgruntled linebacker Roquan Smith off the physically unable to perform list a day after he demanded a trade. Smith has not practiced with the team but has attended meetings and workouts, but the move could allow the Bears to fine him for missing practice going forward. But it could also mean that they are indeed trading him or signing him to a new contract. The Lions open up the preseason tomorrow night against Atlanta, and starting quarterback Jared Goff will see some snaps during the game, but then it will boil down to the battle for the Lions' backup quarterback spot between David Blough and Tim Boyle. The Big Ten's new media rights deal with NBC surprisingly has the approval of Notre Dame athletic director Jack Swarbrick. He told a group of Notre Dame alumni that having more college football on NBC will promote Notre Dame games during the broadcasts. Yesterday in Midwest League Baseball, Great Lakes beat Peoria 3-2 in 10 innings, Lansing over Dayton 6-2 also in 10 innings, West Michigan also needed 10 innings to beat Beloit 5-4, and Wisconsin beat South Bend 6-2 in 9 innings. For more sports and the scores from last night and the schedule of today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Thursday, August 11th, I'm Dave Wolfe.